Good morning, everybody.
And they're leaning against the wall.
Yeah.
But they have screws on. And they're putting holes in the wall.
That's the least of our problem.
Okay, all right. Just wanted to
thank you.
Bring it to your
big observation.
You need to get in earlier, my friend.
Yeah. I left you a present. Jeez, I left you a present.
Thank you.
That's from, I uploaded it yesterday. That's the color samples for Tri-State.
Yeah.
Because I was up there with Al, and I was like, that's not good.
No.
The transmittal's in there.
I know there's bigger issues.
That's the physical.
That's what construction managers do.
All right. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We've got a sign-in sheet going around. Please sign it when it comes your way. First topic is general. Piazza just informed everyone that they are recording. And I know you did send us I sent you all of them. I know you did 1025 and 11-8 for sure.
And 1-3 I sent too. They were all there.
I'm pretty sure.
The only one I owe you is for the last meeting, correct, which I'll get to you in the next day or so.
That's okay. From 1-17.
Yes.
First topic is the construction schedule at the last meeting. Regarding schedule update number 18, all contractors have signed off on it. Talt was to sign off that day, which was taken care of. Piazza stated schedule 17 was for work completed as of November, and schedule 18 was for work completed as of December, and therefore payment should be released. Payment 20 should also be processed as update 19 is due in 1 to 2 weeks. So that would bring us to this week.
If we can get rid of that.
So what payment has been released? I thought it was 19.
No, that's been released.
Been released.
19's released, 20's released. We're up to 21.
Okay. Waiting on something for 21? It's not late yet, right?
I don't know what we're waiting for 21. It was sent in, though.
Okay.
Because we're looking at pencil 22 now.
So schedule update number 19 should be due right now.
So last week, they had a little Teams meeting to go over their schedule update. And
who's that?
The MEPs and Piazza. Because I sat in on it.
How'd that go?
Very fun. So I'm waiting for Stuart to send us something. I asked Joe yesterday when he was sending it, but I didn't hear back.
It went well. There was no issues.
Good.
Some minor things that they were going to correct, but yeah. Other than that.
Piazza stated they wanted a decision from the owner regarding the installation of the flooring and ceiling tile. YPS stated they would discuss with the project team and advise.
The ceiling tiles. So I saw a few emails about the ceiling tiles. And then I saw a few emails about your lights not up. That or your temp lights above the ceiling tile. Is that right?
Yeah, right now, that's what we have right now.
Well, it's about the grid. So when you put the tiles in, you kind of block everything out.
Okay, so the rationale from Piazza was that it holds the heat better if the tiles are up for climate control. That's all I know. I don't know how accurate that is. It sounds logical to me that if you put the ceiling tiles in, the heat would remain below the grid.
Okay.
So what is the team?
So he did have a discussion with Robert. Robert told him to go ahead and put the tiles in.
I think he put that in writing in a letter to me, by the way.
Was I not supposed to read it?
Oh, well, I think you were copying on it.
Oh.
Oh, no, he sent it to everybody.
Gotcha.
Yeah, like the usual.
So he did speak to Robert about it, and I think he said Nancy a letter regarding that, but we still have a schedule, and the schedule shows of when his tiles are supposed to be going in.
So maybe my question's wrong. Is it useful as far as climate control for those tiles to be in? Yes, it is.
All about cubic feet. So now, instead of 12, you have 9.3.
Okay, so temperature-wise, what's the difference? 10 degrees? 5 degrees?
7.
Okay, 7 degrees. We're talking about 7 degrees.
Well, 7 degrees between 70 and 63 is a big difference, I would imagine, right?
It's a lot.
Who's saying it's a lot?
I think it's a lot. 7 degrees.
All right. That's all. I just needed some information in my
head. Well, it's not my decision to say, well, put them up or don't put them up.
And I'm not
just
asking you to,
okay,
Jose. I'm just trying to gather some information in my own head.
And apparently I told somebody that they shouldn't put the ceiling tiles in, although I don't recall saying that. But I had a conversation this morning with that person, and he says, well, you totally did, and he had a witness. And I asked him, he said, yes, so maybe I said it out of...
Are you losing it?
I might be losing it, yes.
I think you're
it's coming.
Oh, I know. We're all losing it.
So here it is.
All right. So we'll talk about it as a team leader.
Put ceiling tiles in. You want to put ceiling tiles? Put them in.
They're
we'll
very,
be replacing
they're
tiles
very,
later.
They're very expensive.
That's what's
and we
happen.
Only want to do it once, and they're going
right.
to get damaged.
Mm-hmm.
They always
that's
do.
That's what it is. If the work is not done above ceiling, then there's popping ceiling tiles constantly, and then people don't put the ceiling tile back, and they deny that they took it out, even though their work is up there, and then you have a big shit show at the end when you want perfect tile.
Right.
That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we're also dealing with heat, which creates a different angle,
mm-hmm.
but normally, you hold off on ceiling tile, you do all the cuts, you do anything that gets a speaker in there or devices in there.
No, yeah, well, that's done. It's just
we're
the
just
light.
Talking about it. So they
perfect timing.
So my thought is you hold off on the whiting out a ceiling, but you're dealing with heat. So how bad
Nick,
is it?
May I interrupt to that?
Yeah.
Okay, I spoke to Robert Tolt.
No, right. Ray, he said it.
No, he already said that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But my point is this: where you got lights in the ceiling, we leave that tile out. So your light comes down. But if you want to think you're going to hold heat with his unit,
no, we were talking about
I've got to have tile. Otherwise, it's a waste. Because this is the problem we have. And this is the question for you, Mr. Architect. Okay? We have temporary heat. We're turning his on. I've got doors. I've got millwork. Your spec tells me do not install these things until it's acclimated. You cannot acclimate properly with temporary heat in his units. What I'm afraid is, okay, we're at 65, 70. When you shut it down, and then you go to put your real heat, let's say, on, the doors are going to warp. They may not, okay? So we need to either work together on this, okay? Because this is beyond Russ's problems. This is beyond my problems. This is beyond everybody's problems. But we need to figure out a solution. This is construction. This is not...
I get it.
You know what I mean? So either... We've done this in every school. Why it's so different here, I don't understand.
Jim,
can things...
Because we're in January. Usually it's the opposite problem we have.
A little
where
easier.
Where you want air conditioning.
If the tiles are in.
That's right.
Because yeah. It makes a difference. Air conditioning or that.
Okay.
Air conditioning is worse.
So Jim just said that the tiles, I mean, the roof space will acclimate better if the tiles are in. We'll get back to you today, Nick.
But he's been saying that for quite a while now, and I can't turn around then, Mike, because what's going to happen is we leave this out, then what's going to happen is you're going to say to me, I got to get done now, I got to go put 10-20 guys on. Come on.
Well,
so I see he did a couple of rooms up there and he left rows out. Did you go up upstairs?
Yeah.
I don't know if that was a conversation that Kane had with Al. And that was the solution, the happy solution for everybody? Or
He
just took it upon himself and said, I'll just leave rows out.
No, I talked to Bobby where the lights go, we're leaving
mm-hmm.
rows out. Another solution
mm-hmm.
is this.
Mm-hmm.
Temporary lights. Okay, if you need them, you take them down. A lot of job, they cut them and they stay up there. Just get those little halogen lights, one on each corner, you plug in and keep the room bright. I don't understand. We've done this so many times. Why is it so difficult here?
So work that out with the electrician.
So Robert, you did speak to Robert. Robert
yes.
said, go ahead and install the tiles.
Right. He told me, Nick, just leave me out the row.
The row where
I
the light
is fine. Then or we get this thing from Nancy was talking to the guy that, oh, we can't because we have the lights up there. Leave that tile out. Let the light shine down.
Okay. I got all the information I need.
But after you do all that, you're left with like 5 or 6 rows open. Does that really make a difference at this point?
Bobby's putting him in. He told me I'll put him back in.
The tiles?
Yeah. I'm going to leave him right up there. And he just does his thing to that. If he needs us to cut him, we'll cut him. We'll work together like we do on every single job, guys.
Got it.
I don't know. I didn't know that part.
Why are you even involved with that?
Okay.
Well.
Because then later on, I'm going to tell Robert, you told Nick that you put the tiles back in.
I said to him, I'm going to leave the tiles up there. He says, I'll put him in. I said, if we have to take King, and I talked to Mike, and you got to go up there and make these cuts for them, make the cuts for them. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what cuts because they're in the center of the room, so I don't know what cuts.
I'm talking about where it depends on, right?
So what the pendants, right. So just the center of the tile, that would be it.
So once we know where that is, he goes around and he cuts them up. You put it in. I think we've done that a shitload of jobs.
So I don't think the tile would be a big issue.
Okay.
I don't think the tile would be the big issue because on the fourth floor, all we have left is lights.
Correct.
Every other system is in. So that's all we have is the lights.
Okay, but I'm ready. Okay, in December, I'm ready for fourth floor to go down to the third floor. Now I'm ready for fourth, third, and second floor. In a week, I'm going to be ready in the cafeteria. Right. You want to get done. You gave us an unrealistic schedule that we're trying to hit. Okay? And this is where we are. And I get no cooperation or any thoughts from Russ Davison. All I get is him sitting here instead of working it out with us.
Okay.
We've done how many jobs that we were... Don't turn your head, Russ. Because how do you get this fucking... Excuse my language. How do you get this done and work with everybody here?
All right.
With Con Edison, my problem or your problem...
Con Edison's everybody's problem.
Thank you. But how do we work? We got to work around this. That's all. We have to work around this.
And that's what we're trying to do. I promise that's what I'm trying to do.
You can sit there, Russ, and not talk to me. Because at the end, you're going to talk.
Okay, but right now, we're not talking. Let's go. Go ahead, Chris.
Just one question regarding
the ceiling tile, Nick. Okay. When is the last moment before we can say, now start? Can you wait? Do you have to start today?
I want to get the fourth and third floor out of the way. You can start if you have. We're almost done on the fourth floor with tack boards. The doors are coming in tomorrow for the fourth and third. We can give you these.
The only reason why they're coming Friday. The only reason why it's important for us to put the ceiling tiles in to help with keep the heat in because we have doors coming Friday. We're going to start installing. We just don't want the temperature to be fluctuating too much.
I have one question.
We want to do everything to help that.
And it's to you, Jim. The crossover between temp.
Well, that's a good point. What the hell's going to happen
with that? Will the acclimation points drastically change for a period of time? If we continue to use this temporary...
The VRF... what we are putting on now, which are the air units, and finally there's the baseboard radiation. As we put each step up, you're going to get closer to acclimation. You won't have acclimation unless you have everything.
Even with the blowers, that's just a hit or miss kind of thing?
Kind of. It's not balanced.
It's not balanced. So that means pockets of spaces are hot.
80 degrees, pockets of 50.
Gotcha,
unfortunately.
So, Mike, our engineer, talking about, like Jim said, is exactly right. But what we can do, the LVM will be done on that floor when? Monday, Tuesday?
Probably like Tuesday or next week.
So once we put that and we keep the floors at 65 degrees for 4 to 5 days, the temperature could drop to 55 degrees. We need to play with those heaters, so we say, okay, at this floor, we keep it at 60. It'll hold at 60, and we can put the doors in, and they can acclimate to that 60 degrees. But the problem, like I said, and like Jim is saying, is when you switch over. So what,
what is that time period, Jim? That transition period? I know the big picture is a month or whatever that is. But
whenever you have permanent power, we're a month away from the baseboard.
From the day you get permanent power, you're 30 days about away from baseboard heating.
Roughly.
Yeah. And that's what you need to do the acclimation. Because we went through the same thing at Portchester. Same thing we did at Portchester. You need that baseboard heat. That is the acclimation for the room. That is the acclimation for the floors.
Got it. From the day you get the
30 days.
You need 30, and then you need 30 on top of the 30?
Not really.
Okay.
I need 30 days from the time you have all the baseboard available. I don't know when that's going to be. Is that two?
What gives you baseboard
away?
Boilers?
Heat exchangers. Refrigeration fired heat exchangers.
And that's mm-hmm. Is that the first thing that you hook up once you get the power together? Like, is there a sequence to that?
Everything's already, all the branch circuiting is already done. So all we got to do is put in the switchboards. The switchboard and make the connections from the panels to the switchboard.
And you have
everything else is powered.
Right?
Starting procedure on those is probably going to be the toughest, even tougher than the VRF.
Right. Because of airbound and all that other stuff. And
but you've got hydronics and you've got refrigeration combined. Pretty hybrid.
Okay. All right, I have a better understanding of it.
So I spoke to, you know, I've been speaking to him just about every day. I spoke to him again this morning, and he's telling me that the 9th is the ship date, which is next Friday.
Oh, he confirmed it.
He said yes, but okay. He said the ship date is next Friday.
And where's it shipping from?
Jersey. So when I was speaking to him, I said, look, I need to do street closures. I need to get a crane. I need to get a lot of things up and running. So you got to give me a delivery date. So I said, if it's coming from Jersey, I'm assuming it'll be here Monday. So he said, let me speak to the transporter and I'll give you a date. This afternoon, he said he was going to give me a date. So
if
it's coming from Jersey, it should be here.
4 or 5 hours.
Yeah. All day. If you need help for a transporter, let me know the company, okay? And I could probably get it to you here earlier.
Oh,
give me the transport company.
Thank you.
Okay.
So I make sure that they won't hold you up.
Okay.
You know what I'm trying to say? Like, say, oh, we don't have to go to here first.
Yeah, I don't want
sure
to
that,
say...
Make sure that if they say Thursday, that it will be here Thursday.
Well, it's shipping Friday. So I don't want to say, no, first it's got to go to our plant in Connecticut,
right.
And then they got to pick it up in Connecticut, and then go back to New Jersey, whatever that case may be.
Yeah.
So maybe the 12th it'll be on site?
Maybe.
The 12th, Monday.
Correct? Monday the 12th.
Yes.
That's what we're assuming.
That's
yeah.
what we're assuming, since it's coming from Jersey.
So I just want to make sure I have nothing in that
as
area
in
of Areaway 1. It's going to go down to the Areaway.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll make sure I'm nowhere near.
That's correct.
My point is, so we make it perfectly clear.
Yeah.
It gets here.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever date, it gets here.
Yeah.
Then you need to get cranes, you need to get a permit, you need to get all that.
Well, all that will already be lined up.
Yeah.
But if you're going to go for the permit, you
what
should
permit? Just close the street?
Yeah.
Close the street and for the crane. Correct?
Right.
Okay. So I'm just saying, so you have that. That's a few days. Before you even start bringing it in and
or
start.
No. We want to have everything in line. It shows up on the truck. We're going to unload it from the truck right downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not, no,
but
dump it somewhere else.
The paperwork for the crane and all of that, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because
we're doing that now.
Yeah,
right.
He's already working on it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's already in play.
I
just need to know that it's going to be here on Monday, because if I do all the paperwork and then
right.
it's coming Tuesday, so...
You get the crane street permit for a week
yeah.
and a half.
Okay.
That's it. So now you got a leeway.
It's going to be a one-day thing.
All right.
Exactly.
How many parts is it?
Seven.
Seven little chunks?
Seven.
And then you have a shutdown, correct?
Not immediately.
So
first,
maybe,
we want to.
That's a weekend.
Maybe
shutdown.
We should get a logic.
It's going to be a weekend.
On
shutdown.
How we're going to proceed step by step. How this way, there's no nonsense. Because then you got to worry. You know, then we got Jim coming in there, and by the time the 9th comes, we'll solely be working on the first floor there.
So the crossover or the changeover or the shutdown, it's going to be on the weekend, and it's probably going to be 2 weeks after the switch gear shows up, because we have to set it. We have to make all our connections from the panel boards. So it's going to be 2 to 3 weeks. I know we said a month. We're trying to beat the month.
Yeah, you will.
Two is better than three.
You will.
It's better than four.
Mm-hmm.
Way better.
So that's what we're pushing for.
So you're doing March 4th.
So we're going to be in March.
March 4th.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you expect us to finish if we're in March? So... Don't you think we should have a realistic schedule meeting?
Well, We always
well, let's
did
get
say
the, let's get the switchgear in here. Let's get it in the basement, and then we'll have a
but this,
a
this
real
February
idea.
Date was always in
it
place.
It was always.
I understand that. That's fine. That's
so
perfect for
we
me.
We're always
because
working
that
way.
We, then if you knew this, you knew that March wasn't going to work.
Still, you're still going to make it work.
I unless we put the doors in now, Mike, and we start turning this over. Listen, I would love to. It just it strengthens me.
I get it. Me too.
Did you order?
Did the stronger I get too. So that'll be great. All right, next item.
All right. Anything else regarding the construction schedule or any of the items we just talked about?
No. Okay. I just need to know when they're sending 19.
Next topic is field coordination.
You're talking about schedule?
Yeah.
19? Well,
yeah.
We're working on schedule 19, but that schedule is going to be a realistic schedule. I'm sure Kevin Austin, they're going to say, oh, we're not going to accept it. But it is what it is, Mike.
All
I'm
right,
sorry.
But we don't know that nobody's accepting it yet because we don't have it in hand. But let's right. have it, put it together, and then we'll go from there, please.
We're reviewing it right now.
Okay. All right, next topic is field coordination. Just a reminder, everyone's responsible for cleaning up the building. Hole needs to sweep the streets. Savin stated the building cleanup has been better, but still needs to continue along with street cleaning. And Savin requested Taut remove their large wire wheels, which Taut has been doing as they work them.
He removed them last week.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Now
it's the plumbing fixture boxes.
We took care of that yesterday. We
right.
AB basement.
How many dumpsters are we going
so
through
just,
on a daily
just to
basis?
Stay on that for 1 second, Chris.
Yes, sir.
In the month of probably the end of February, beginning of March, we're going to start marching some people through this building.
Just let
so
me know when.
I do will let everybody know when. So that's when it needs to be its cleanest place.
Well, it's still under construction. But
I get. I
the fourth,
that.
Third, and second floor, fourth
yes.
and third floor are clean.
Within
okay.
reason.
Okay. Second floor is clean, okay? We got to do a little minor cleaning, which is sweeping.
Okay.
It's the first floor that the we got to get the stuff out of, and we're going to be spraying the gym. Okay? I can't release the floors because the wood price went up.
Speaking
we
put of the
that,
gym,
go ahead.
Can we clean up that space?
It's not mine. My stuff is all going everything else
Kane
is not mine.
Bunch of stuff in there?
Who determines whose stuff it is?
I mean, it's easy to look at.
Yeah.
Figure out whose it is. It's very simple. All right,
so then let's just do that. And tell those people to get the
okay, but guys,
out.
You also got to be realistic
right.
to the other critics.
Right, what?
Where are they going to put their
stuff? Stupid. I know they're not lights.
No, I understand.
It just came in.
Yeah,
but
come on.
I'm just saying, look, all my only statement was that there's going to be some important
lights.
People walking through
the
whole thing. It's a construction area. But they don't have to walk through coffee cups.
Mike,
that's
were
not
you
part
ready?
Construction.
Were you ready? You give
oh, well,
me
don't put on
5 days,
boots
okay?
And
so when the people walk in this building, okay, fourth, third, second, and probably the first will be spotless.
Sounds great. Thank
okay?
you. Yep. Good, Chris.
AB basement also needs to be cleaned up, and this is for basically the first floor. You guys got to start consolidating your stuff. Piazza asked about the existing cast stone school sign. Did we ever get that?
So
the RFI went in. I know that.
So we do we
without approving unless our name is on it.
Where is that thing?
It
was
pretty.
It's
at Lincoln High School.
That sounds reasonable. That sounds reasonable. And your name?
We're working on it.
And his name?
Is it
fragile?
Well, Tolt. You know, Tolt and JM and Lombardo. Everybody's name should be on it.
Right.
Okay.
There's nothing major with it. Just going to figure it out.
It's
typical. It's just typical. Get it? We put the anchors in and that's the end of it.
What else?
Well,
next.
I believe Joe Tola said we're not touching it because if we break it, we're not responsible for it. So somebody's got to touch it.
They're going to touch it.
You and me.
It'll be fine.
Fine.
They took it off the building. It didn't come apart. So,
somehow.
Yeah, exactly. That was the hard part.
Piazza also requested MEP access panels for first floor. Did we get those for you, Mike?
They marked where they in the hard ceilings yesterday.
Okay, everybody got them. Everybody marked out.
Lombardo, are you done above the ceilings in the bathrooms? Hard ceiling.
Sprinkler fitter setting his heads tonight.
Is
right
he here
now.
Today?
He's here today. He's
oh,
setting
good.
Heads in those bathrooms.
Great. Are you
and
done on the ceilings
floor?
In the bathrooms?
The first floor cafeteria. Yeah.
Okay, so then we can sheetrock that.
Right.
Because there's only minimal sheetrock left. Very, very little sheetrock.
Yeah, we're done.
We're done. I mean, we
got to check it out. I forgot to ask.
With the ceilings in the bathrooms?
Yeah, all the hard ceilings.
I think he's done.
I need a panel at the front entrance. So there's some kind of panel missing?
Enunciator panel. But he's got the back box.
He's got the back boxes. And he's got
one. I was just there.
The main entrance.
I thought you meant the bathroom. he's got it. He's got it. And he's got the guts for him because they shipped. Yeah, fire alarm equipment is 100.
Like a shoe rocket.
Okay. I'll talk to him.
What's the status on Lombardo's sprinkler sub in the cafeteria?
His fire department connection he has, and he's working on the installs.
Right now?
Not right now. He rerouted a little bit to set those heads in the sheetrock ceilings.
Okay.
As soon as he's done with that, he's going to go back over there.
This week?
Yes.
Great.
It'll be completed.
You'll be the first to know, Mike, when you can close up that chase.
Okay. Piazza also stated there's an issue with the ceiling at the loading dock. I believe that's already sort of in the works.
Yeah, we'll look at that after.
You're going to stick around?
Yep.
And we'll go KGD issued a sketch. We got to install probably a couple of
I've been talking, to Jim. And
what I suggest, like I suggested to Brian, is that you guys should walk it. And you guys should work out how you're going to do it. Okay?
We're doing that after this meeting.
Excuse me. You could draw it up. And it may not work. These guys can give you the ideas. Say, look, we can put this over here. We could do this. And goodbye.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to stick around.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. We also have hits in stair C as well.
Yeah, nice and I want his.
The grinding of the terrazzo, where are we with that?
Oh, let's see. He's down on three?
So,
he's on two. Because at the last meeting, fourth floor was supposed to be done that day. And then the third floor was going to start.
So, fourth floor is being polished as we speak. 90% of it's done with polishing the last little bit.
Yep.
Third floor is ground. Second floor is starting to be ground. We have an issue with that. I don't know if you want it now or new items, but we don't have enough power to do both areas at one time, so we're stuck to keeping our machine on four, finish polishing. Now we got to go down to three and polish. We were going to try and hit two and four and three and go to one, but there's not enough power for our machines, so we're having an issue with that.
Can you document that, please?
You can bring a generator.
Hold on a second. So, talking about power.
Paying for it?
No.
Talking about power. So, how
should we do that?
So the temporary power.
So you're supposed to have the power for us.
The temporary power that we're supposed to be providing is...
How are you going to do it without power?
Hold on a second. I'll read it to you. So, temporary power. Temporary power shall be from the nearest adequate duplex or simplex outlet. We don't owe you 100 amp power for your equipment.
Well, I mean, he asked you to provide it.
We asked and we did. And we provided it.
He hooked up one of his panels. It's exactly. 100 amp panel.
So, we're not supposed to be providing 100 amp power or now for another equipment.
Okay, so just do four.
Whatever you have.
When we're done with that floor, you go down to the next floor.
Exactly. Right?
That's all we can do.
Okay. If you would have had adequate power, we could have done it.
But we don't.
But we don't.
Move on.
Exactly.
So I'm guessing the base, well, I know the base and the cafeteria is completed. Do you know when we're starting?
Wait, I gotta go back up here. Sure. You keep saying about generators.
Yeah,
supply them.
I can bring a generator. Supply them.
You're supposed to give me enough power to do my job. I don't have it.
So, if everybody wants to come in and do everything all at once at the last minute,
you should have power for that.
Okay.
Well, this said, I'll just read further about temporary power, but this is for welding equipment. So it says, because of the high concentration of electricity,
we're asking for buffing machines. Buffing machines,
I understand,
guys.
But what the buffing, they want 100 amp power to it.
Yes.
That's no way.
No way what?
We can't provide it.
Okay.
That's what was causing when they bought those small temporary heaters, that the whole power in the building was going off.
So, Jose, if we got some sort of a generator from now till the month that you're done, how would that help us?
That would help us
I'm asking the electrician, though. I'm sorry.
Oh.
No, it's got nothing to do with us. It's there.
But how would it hook up? How would it work? How would any of that stuff work?
Well, they would hook up their leads to the generator.
To a panel that they have? Like
they have a panel. What do you, well,
yes.
They have a panel with leads.
Yep.
And that will get hooked up to the generator.
What size generator would that be?
I'm not the electrician.
I'm not. I didn't supply the equipment.
Right.
It's not my equipment.
It doesn't need a lot.
It's not my equipment.
Oh, what size, Nick, then, if you know the answer?
What size is our green diesel generator? That one would run that, a machine, very, very simple. Guys, we're making shit up here.
Well, just tell me the answer.
I don't know what size that machine is that we have. I don't know what it is.
Okay. Ask your subcontractor what size generator he would need.
That's all I need. That's the only question I have.
Right.
And then let's try to figure out how to get that. That's all. That's all. That was my whole statement.
So why? Another way of doing it is this. Why wouldn't we grind up on the second floor, right? And then polish up the floors. When he gives it the permanent power one at a time, boom, boom, boom.
Let me ask you another question. Hold on.
I got the answer to that, though.
Jose.
Yeah.
Could you provide additional 100 amp power that won't affect the building?
No, because right now we had to remove his equipment from the temporary power that has the building, and we had to hook it up to where we're getting the power for Jim for the 800 amp service.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So that's what we had to do in order to keep his machine up
to
running.
So we need some sort of alternate power to continue this.
To have more than one. Or the grinding process slows down a little.
Like Nick said.
Right, but it slows down, but then how do we... We're trying to...
But you said...
Push the schedule.
No, but wait a minute.
Right, but I'm saying is...
You just said we go down a floor and we go back
and
buff,
buff, buff. But we're trying to make time, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. If he just now took that power to put it for Jim... Correct?
No.
Hold on. If we would have full power right now, we wouldn't have this issue.
Of course not.
Thank you. So all I'm saying is, make a decision. Do you want to go one at a time, or do we go alternate floors and get it whacked out and done?
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
So I got the information I need.
I'm going to see if our diesel one that we have in the office at the shop, how big it is, and if that works, which I think it should work.
Okay.
That green diesel one.
It's just for the Terrazzo guy.
Admit it. The reason I don't want
to
wait...
The problem is how far are we going to run the cords to get that kind of...
I don't know where we can...
Over a certain amount of time.
Right.
Space, right? Yeah.
There'll
be a voltage drop over distance.
You want to put it on two, right?
I probably...
No, we can't put that generator inside.
I would probably put it in the courtyard and run the lead up and into a window.
Okay.
And then do what we got to do.
All right, let's examine that.
I need to polish the floors because right now I know we got the cornmeal down, keeping them kind of safe and they're grouted.
Yeah, no.
But there's a lot of people. I don't want to call them pigs, but people like spilling coffee. If it sucks into the Terrazzo, we're all screwed.
Yep. Yeah,
because it's not going to come out. So I want to polish the floors as we go, and less eating and less slopping around.
Let me know
about that,
Nick, please.
Yep.
So
start up on the fourth floor right now.
It's
get
beautiful.
It out of the way.
He's almost
great.
Down four.
Yeah, we'll be done today.
Then polish up on three.
He's down there.
We're worried about one floor, the second floor.
Tuesday, I'm turning over the bathrooms to Mike so he can do his fixtures.
On two?
Yep.
Nice.
On Tuesday.
Guys, we're right there.
We are.
Stop. The arguments will come at the end, and the proof will come out. Right now, let's just try to give him the damn score.
Please.
Next, Chris.
Mike, you said that was second floor?
Piazza,
or for Lombardo?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep, Mike's well aware. Yep. Second floor.
Fourth to third are being right.
Done. Yeah, they already start. They're already working there.
I'm doing partitions tomorrow.
All right. Next, J&M stated startup for ERU email was sent to all areas need to be clean and will need access to filter banks. The unit should not start if Terrazzo grinding isn't complete. J&M also stated temporary heat for community building will need to be discussed and underground ductwork still needs to be cleaned out prior. Ductwork connection for ERU 03 has been completed and ready for Piazza to insulate. Piazza does have a RFI regarding the insulation over there, just a FYI. And
wasn't that answered?
And next, Savin asked YPS about the solar forms. YPS stated Lee Pavone's names were supposed to be removed and Talt was supposed to resend it.
It's all done, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Jose?
Yep.
What was that?
Done the application for the solar.
Michael. Oh, yes. Yes.
We have to wrap rubber around it.
All done.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
I don't know the compound.
Anything else regarding field coordination?
I don't think so.
Anybody waiting on anything? Anybody slowing anybody down? That we didn't discuss. All right. Next topic is record documents and field reports. I just need a couple weeks of field reports from Lombardo. Everybody else is up to date.
Can I ask a question, Jim? Because I'm not familiar with this. To insulate that duct, it's regular insulation that wraps around that duct? Because it doesn't call for it to be rubberized, nothing.
It calls for tapered insulation with EPDM wrap.
Right.
Tapered insulation with EPDM wrap.
Insulation with, EPDM wrap.
It calls out what it needs.
Okay.
So Joe's working with our Seabreeze.
Okay, let's get that done.
Yeah. We have a RFI on that.
It was answered. It's in.
Okay. Next topic, permit requirements. We already got the permit for Lawrence Street. That was the only one that was on there.
Mm-hmm.
2 week look ahead. Everyone's up to date. Construction observations. Piazza previously addressed the construction fencing and barriers, but McLean and Lawrence still need to be worked on. Reminder, Savin requested Piazza to fix or replace construction entrance or gate. This is going to take place once Hull is complete on the McLean side.
Is Hull done at the main entrance?
Yeah, he's just waiting for a return.
With those panels?
The main entrance? Very close. Yeah.
Very
sure,
close.
Part of the
he should be knocked out on Tuesday, taking that down.
Reminder, Savin requested, we already said that. Savin again stated street cleanup, we already talked about that. KGD stated there's a lot of dirt and debris inside the building and that the building should be kept clean as finishes are being installed. That's an ongoing thing, so we got to keep up with that.
Why don't somebody go there and take a look at it now? Because this is from 2 weeks ago, what you're talking about. Why don't you update the cleaning, because the cleaning is done.
It's for the whole building.
Dude, you're on the first floor working. What do you want to do? You want to stop everybody and say, get out, I'll clean?
We're good.
Come on.
Yeah, keep going.
Okay. Regarding stair B risers, Piazza currently reviewing options for landing. Do we have any update on that?
Yeah. Where they were off slightly, we just took our grinding machine and we're grinding the excess concrete down. It looks amazing. It'll be right.
Like a survey of the risers. It looks like it's short on the low side. Hey, Rob, I would prefer if you did what we said, which was survey what it is so we can figure out a fix to make them all equal. I know, of course, you have to grind on the top side, but
why they left the key for them equal?
Well, that's what we're working
on. He must have a key then, right?
To make them all equal, right? So,
you want us to hire a surveyor and survey them?
Yeah,
back charge
that. Okay, they're not there. Built to what the plan does. What's the survey going to say to you? Oh, you got to grind it down? So we grind it down.
We might have to add some on some of the lower risers.
You talk about concrete?
Or skim. Well, we're working through it. Like I said, where it was high, where you guys noticed that little step in there?
That lip.
That all happened when it changed from terrazzo treads to rubber treads. Something slipped through the cracks, and it was left at a little reveal to accept the terrazzo. That's not the case. It's rubber, so they got to meet. So we're grinding it down with our grinding machine, and everything's going to be 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, and come up from the bottom. It's all going to be worked out.
Why don't you let us grind it down, get it prepared, and then if you want to put a surveyor in there, you just shoot a laser.
Right now, if the surveyor looked at it, he'd probably throw up. There's a couple that are off. We're going to
still working on it.
Look, it's not complicated.
It's not.
We're working on it, but when something goes wrong, typically it is like, here's what's wrong, here's what we're going to do, rather than just steaming ahead and doing it. So that's our concern.
Why don't you give a thing that this is what we're going to do? And then when we get to your point, you tell me when you have your mistake, you tell me what you're going to do.
Michael, he's with us.
Let's just grind it down, give him a thing of what you're going to do.
I just live here.
Get it 100% right, and then let him go in here and do what he's got to do. This is a typical thing on every job.
Okay, good. Move on.
Schluter trim mock-up, was that reviewed?
I don't know.
It was unavailable last week. We'll look at it this week, right? We can get to it?
Yeah. Is it ready to look at?
Actually, 4th, 3rd, and 2nd are ready to look at.
Okay.
We completed it. We smoothed out everything real nice.
Okay.
All right. Good. We'll take a look.
Yep.
Great.
Anything else on construction observations? All right. Next topic, submittals. I sent the list out to Piazza this morning for the submittal log, for submittals we still need.
Do we have the ornamental fence?
That's come from a factory. That was submitted, I think.
The submittal?
I think chain link. Chain link was submitted.
The chain link was submitted.
Link. That's easy.
It was not. Ornamental was not.
No.
So this is the fence on Lawrence Street?
Yeah, that's the Marin Company. We dealt with them yesterday on it. So.
It's not submitted yet, right?
Not as far as
ornamental fencing, not submitted.
No. Just a chain link.
We've been talking about this for months. Is there a problem, or?
Well, the problem of them getting material. Like the problem right now getting stainless steel. So we'll get that submitted to you. By Monday, you'll have it in your hand.
Yeah. The projection screen stuff is good. We do still need the stone countertop shop drawings, and like we just talked about, the fencing stuff.
Stone countertops.
Where is that going to go?
I thought we realized that was a.
Yeah, that one might be done, Chris.
Yeah, that one's done. That has to
was improperly noted there.
Yeah, that has to combine
with
something
else. No one's
told
me that.
Where is
there? No one's told me that.
Where do we have stone counters?
Let me look at that again. Okay. I'll get back to you on that and make a note.
Like a kitchen or something?
I think it was kitchen equipment.
Yeah.
That was a little piece. It
was part of the kitchen.
That way we're trying to work out a blue or something.
Yeah.
KGD blue.
Sue straightened it out.
That's how you know it's their job. They're blues.
You're right. It's 70.
I love it.
I've always said it.
Go ahead, Chris. At least now I know what floor I'm on by the color.
And also, we still need the asphalt mix designs.
Yeah.
You guys still owe a bunch of resubmittals too. And are there any big ticket items that we're? Are there any big ticket items that we're waiting for?
I don't know about that. Oh, I'm sorry. What'd you say? Oh, big ticket items? Okay.
Yeah.
Is the signage person all set?
No, another RFI went in. I hear you. I got it yesterday. I put it in an RFI about the egress map. The manufacturer says that the egress map would be better readable if it was in black.
Oh, you know what? They answered that this morning.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I left the office a little early.
What was the answer to that? What did you answer? Whoever answered it.
I think it was fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine. Okay, so I'll get that over to her, and that should be the last.
I put the samples on your desk.
Okay. Does anybody want
them? I'd like to see the display surfaces.
Does she want her samples back? Yeah.
She really?
Toilet stuff.
Yeah.
Food service.
Yeah. All right.
Then I'll give them back.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because she wants them back. Thank you.
Fran, you got to take this and the toilet stuff. Resubmit also.
No, that's all. It's.
What's the toilet stuff?
Toilet shows resubmittal of shop drawings for record purposes and toilet and bath accessories. It says resubmittal.
Well, that's ours, isn't it?
No. That's
Piazza, the stuff that Piazza owns. And then it says resubmittal of product data and product schedule for toilet and bath accessories.
Okay, so what is a project schedule? Yeah, he's saying what's a project schedule.
No.
He's like
product schedule.
Okay, that was. I have that list. And,
yeah, I send it every.
Yeah,
2 weeks.
And that was all within other things. I have to get into that again. That was with other things. Yeah,
we'll have to look at this.
Yeah,
Chris, why don't you get on the phone with her tomorrow?
Yeah,
and go through this stuff. Yeah.
Fran knows whenever she. Yeah. Fran knows whenever she takes care of it. Somebody needs to take care of it.
If we submitted it.
Yeah, we have to.
The product data is with the submittal.
Yeah, so he'll get just knock it off when we talk. Yeah. All right, so you just I'll be there.
He's going to get 3 and 4.
That's excellent.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Regarding ACP panels, I think we got a delivery right now, or it was about
we
now.
Do. Yep.
What is ACP?
And the zinc panel. The zinc panel.
Oh, that's the zinc panel delivery.
What's on that truck is zinc tiles. That's it. Nothing else.
Oh, is that the ones, the zinc?
So what's up with the ACP? Is that coming soon?
I think it's coming Tuesday.
What is it?
It's at the top of the building. And then the big panels on the side of those window bump outs, they're not on that truck. That's just the tiles.
Gotcha.
Is that all of them? Or
you know, the little diamonds.
We have another shipment on Tuesday. That should be all the courtyard.
For the zinc also?
Yep.
And you said ACP for Tuesday, right?
He's putting that up. Oh.
No, cladding and components.
It's a sub for them.
No. Cole has no involvement in the racing.
And bronze plaque is done.
Yes.
And then I got a few submittals for KGD. We got chain link fence shop drawing that was sent in on the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might have said this. We have a standard in the district for chain link. It's number 6 grade. Is that the one we used for this?
It's big. Yeah.
The other one pending was the EFIS color, the physical color sample, acoustical panel shop drawing.
Wasn't that resubmitted? Yeah, it was.
Yeah, on the 22nd. Yeah. And we got a revision to the ladder change from aluminum to galvanized steel for metal fab.
So let me ask you another thing. On this fence outside, this ornamental fence, okay, the company that's spec, would it be simpler to make an ornamental fence? Because the panels that are going on those fences are not very strong panels.
Who would make the fence? You?
Our guys could make the fence out here. Because it's not galvanized, it's not, it's iron.
It's a steel picket fence.
Right, there's no fence. Yeah, we can't make that panel look like. I'm just saying, if, you know, I don't care because...
This is the steel picket fence on Lawrence,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. The decorative fence
in the courtyard is all set.
Yeah. Right.
The steel picket fence on Lawrence is pretty standard.
I think so.
That's
so
hasn't been submitted, right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. If you want to make it...
Steel pickets between brick piers.
Right.
It's very common. You see them all over the city. So if you want to make it, rather than buy it from a fence guy, that's your option on how you want it delivered. Just submit how you want to. Submit how you want to achieve that design, and we'll review it.
Okay, I'm just going to give you what's on the design, and then when those panels get crushed, it's your issue, not mine.
All right. Next topic is RFIs. As per this list, the only one still open is 389. That's the text for the bronze plaque.
We're good, right? I don't think the RFI got...
RFI's still open.
But we are good.
Okay.
It's on the submittal.
You keep telling me that.
RFI 394, 395, 396. Those were all responded to.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a couple new RFIs. 399, provide mounting detail for the school sign, which we sort of discussed. And we have RFI 400, which is the exterior ductwork Piazza had questions on for the wrap. And 401 for electrical on the generator exhaust.
You have time today?
Well, my question on that one is this a question on the generator exhaust or the generator muffler?
Good question.
I think it's the muffler.
The muffler?
Because the muffler.
The exhaust is in, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's the muffler.
And I was going to ask if we can just offset it. If there's
should you go down there?
Can we?
Yeah, we could.
Let's go down there.
Yeah, if we could just go take a peek real quick.
Sure.
Can you come with us?
Yeah.
Moral support?
Where are you?
Okay.
That's it. We'll look at it later.
Yeah. I think it would have been easier just to come down there and look.
Okay, that's
it for RFIs. Next topic is new items. KGD and ICZ still to follow up on exterior items from the 10-12 meeting. All car reader information for elevator has been sent to Cole.
He has it.
Oh,
second floor.
You owe me something, though.
Yeah, no, he's saying has been sent to Cole. Yeah. Yeah, I have it.
You owe me something.
Yes.
Okay.
Is there anything else we're waiting for with ITG?
No.
Well, the next one was
updated drawings.
ITG has also provided Talt with updated drawings that have additional work shown. Talt forwarded this to KGD and Savin. These drawings should not have been sent directly to Talt.
By the way, I sent an email out because we were going to have a meeting with him. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
And he responded to me. The email wasn't supposed to be for him to answer. But no one really responded about when they could have the meeting, so I was I kind of threw my hands up in the air and said a couple words to myself.
What did he respond to you?
He keeps reiterating
that those four doors need door contacts, which we know, but we still have the hardware that's coming with those doors that we're not really doing anything with.
So do we need this meeting? That's the question.
And then we still have other areas to deal with.
Yeah,
right?
I thought that
Give him as much as you can. Excellent. You got two pools. Maybe as much as you can give him. Don't worry about the horse one. We'll back to the door. Awesome. Nothing else to do.
Because there was a few items. There's that wireless.
Forgets the other 41 locations.
I'm sure you have plenty of things to do.
There's a wireless antenna that was spoken about. All right, so I don't need to. That's what I mean. Sorry.
It's on the drawing, but no one sent you anything about it. So.
What about YPS asked KGD about the high temp alarm for the walk-in box?
Some people have to get up top still.
Still open?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's usually the thing, the question that I think you have to ask is if the manufacturer, when we bought it, if it was wired for that. Because then our alarm guy was the one who put it in at the warehouse. It wasn't a very big thing, but the box was set to accept that. So that's the real question.
I mean, wouldn't we just look at the cut sheets?
Check it out.
YPS to set a meeting with ITG and the project team to review the first floor classroom doors.
It was that and some other stuff, yes. Same open item.
But take the YPS out of that. We're not doing that, right?
No.
No problem. Regarding fire stopping inspection report, re-inspection was done on 1/12 and the report was sent to all on 1/15. All contractors are to advise once complete for final inspection. First floor still needs to be inspected as it was not completed. So that's still open. We still need you guys to take care of mainly the
first floor. I got an email from Talt that they were done with their corrections. So.
Mike, we're done, right?
Yeah, we're done. Except for first floor. We need it inspected.
First floor inspected?
Yes.
Is that what you're asking me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have one question. We cut down, I don't remember if we cut down the freezer or the refrigerator. Now that you raise the ceiling, do you want to build a platform?
Huh?
Because you won't go all the way up to the deck now?
No, now you got the room.
There's no room.
No.
There's still no room?
There's no room.
It's tight as hell.
That's why we shrunk it.
No, but I thought we raised that area.
No.
They're both on the academic basement and the cafeteria. There's nothing in the community building.
Okay, I thought it was community.
Yeah.
J&M stated they will clean out the underground ductwork due to the water. Pending change order, project team to review. Mm-hmm. That's still open?
That already.
It's closed.
Did we send that over to you? I think so. I thought we did. Closed. Okay.
So we're not sure if there was a change order issued. Is that what we're talking about?
I think it is.
Okay. Regarding the playground equipment, YPS stated material was ordered and will coordinate with Piazza once work is to begin.
That is correct.
I have all that information.
Savin asked YPS about fiber and phone lines for the new building. YPS stated IT department working to have all lines installed.
So Scott came out here last week with Crown Castle. They came, they looked, they left.
That's it.
So the question is, the work's happening.
The question that Bob Kikase asked, he's the director of IT, is where the fiber enters the building and who's making that arrangement?
District.
You.
Fiber, phone, internet.
So is that what Crown Castle would do? Pull the fiber from somewhere? Is that their role?
Yeah.
And then they get it into the building and then you take over, or IPU takes over once the fiber's in the building.
It goes to the rack.
They go to a
patch panel of
to some sort.
Right.
Yeah, some termination board.
And then we then are start putting in the blue wires to each of the devices. And
yeah, well,
all them all on us.
All the blue wire, the Cat 6 is there.
The blue wires.
It's so all in the building. You gotta
get it. Is Verizon also going to come and do the same little visit?
Do we have a Verizon interface now? I thought it was voice over IP the entire
Is that
building.
All we're doing?
I believe so. Brings the fiber in and then...
Alright, because EMF was already asking me when we're going to have internet in the building. I kind of laughed a little bit, but I said...
All right, we'll have a meeting. We'll have a talk to Scott. Can you do that? Mm-hmm. We'll talk to Scott today and see where we're at. Mm-hmm. We'll report back.
Yeah.
Okay,
So, Nan,
you have internet here.
Yes.
You're within 100 feet. You'll be able to have some kind of connectivity, no?
I mean...
So, the internet, I mean, all that is done by the school as far as getting...
Service
and the Wi-Fi passwords
so,
and all that.
Right,
what
that's all on us
like,
and to open up our network.
I'm ask about that.
All the jacks are in. And
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's all part of the construction.
Okay.
Yes. That's all in.
Savin mentioned the gas booster info. I believe Nancy and Lombardo worked that out.
Yes. We kumbaya got it together.
Hmm. Perfect.
Okay. The next meeting is scheduled for February 14th. That's Valentine's Day.
Oh.
So, should be a nice meeting for everybody. I'll go around now. Anybody can add something if they have. Nick, you got anything that we need to talk about?
Why did you get the wiring or whatever you got to get done?
So
telephone lines.
Is-
stuff for the elevators.
That's all part of that.
Okay, but I also got to get power for the community center. I got to start that elevator. The other elevator is done. So I
need
that,
right? Jose?
Community building?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I spoke to her. Yeah.
It's all in there?
For the temporary power?
For the elevator? Yeah.
For him to start doing his work? Yeah, I spoke to Al about it. So we have to give you an outlet that he was request. Basically the same setup that we did over here.
Jose, any other trade, okay, I wouldn't give it now. With the elevator company, if there's not a black mark on that fucking wall, you know what I'm trying to say, they won't go there and do it.
You know, I think...
Okay. Yeah, I spoke to
and
you.
Al,
yeah.
Yeah.
We're ready? Because that's my question.
I'll check it out.
Yeah,
I'll check it out because he asked me, was there like any kind of change order or anything? I said, well, that's been taken care of. I said, you got to give him the same thing that you gave him for the academic building.
Yeah, I thought he was working on that last week.
To open and operate the elevator, it's going to be card access. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yep.
Just to get in the elevator, then you press a button and it goes where it goes, and then that how it works, right? So there's no key to operate the elevator.
No,
it's all
card
access.
Yep.
Okay, that's better, actually. And then what about the emergency keys to open the doors and stuff like that?
I have.
We get those at the end?
Yep.
Did they give those up to you guys now?
We have them, yeah. In case we drop something down the shaft. We can get into the shaft.
I have a question, okay? And we can answer this. You're taking other grammar schools and bringing the kids here, right?
Just one.
Do you want to sell the building?
What building?
The school.
School 9?
Yeah.
You got to ask your friend at City Hall that question. I don't know.
Okay.
What's going to happen with that building?
We're going to buy it.
Well, it's going to... Okay.
We're buying the two houses here.
So that would be good because they were rumoring moving us down there. I don't want to go there, so buy it. That'd be great.
You don't want to go there.
I want to buy these two buildings. The negotiation now.
School 9 and Cornell. But Cornell is owned by the Archdiocese. We just leased that building. But we do own School 9. And that's the one that we're... vacating, but they're not
a lot
going,
of work in school
they're not coming here. Only Thomas Cornell is coming here. This is, in case anybody needs to know this, this is a dual language school. So the staff has to be certified dual language and the students have to be dual language learners. That's what's coming to this school.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Nick, did you have anything else?
Am I serious? Yeah.
See,
serious.
Chris, Nick.
Why don't you send him back to PS9?
Mike Lombardi, got anything new?
I don't want to go back to PS9.
Frank?
Yeah.
Fran, you got anything?
No, thank you.
I work there.
Mike, you got anything?
Yeah, I mean, all this technology.
I wasn't staying there past 4 o'clock.
So yeah, just a couple of things. I'm sure Nancy will chime in, but
hey guys, come on, we're still having our meeting.
Sorry,
no problem. Right.
Just wanted to mention. I know I mentioned it before about not having enough power for the grinders. You know, to work two floors at the same time. Okay. Yep. This is my notes here. The loading dock ceiling height issues we need to resolve. Stair C, we have ceiling height issues as well. Too much stuff crammed in one spot. Stair C. The mock-up, can we remove it?
Yes.
Okay, mock-up can go. Thank you.
Yep, just take a picture.
Toilet accessories, we spoke about that. You're going to deliver fourth and third for me? Because I'm having partitions put in.
Yeah, I sent out the totals to them yesterday.
Thank you.
So how long does that take, roughly? To order that stuff.
Right,
so
1 week. So we'll have them. Okay.
Who's installing it?
Kane.
You were installing?
You.
That doesn't scare me, Nick.
That does just scare you.
It's Velcro. You stick it to the wall. Community building elevator. Just want to make sure everything's in because we want to get that delivered as soon as possible. So as soon as we'll release it. Telephone lines and all that. I heard you guys talking about that. For the elevator, I believe he needs telephone lines in there as well. Ran to
smoke
the top of the car.
That new code thing that came out.
I just want to make sure everything's in because, you know, to get Schindler to open the doors and you get up on top of the car, you're going to be charged to get back up there if you're missing stuff, you know. So, anyway. This is just for us. No one needs to know about that one. Colleen Peak.
I can't even read it.
Okay, good.
I got
one. I forgot
Casey.
We're okay. That's it.
Okay.
Oh,
so, can I just go back?
Yeah, go ahead, Nick.
Okay, we talked about Mike on the doors coming in and the millwork coming in. You're going to get back to me. My suggestion is that we lower the heat, trying to keep it at 60 degrees, and see if you can acclimate it at that, because your floor is at 71 degrees. You get the floor is at 70 degrees, then 68 degrees. Try to figure it out. So just for the record, okay, in December we sent two letters on the permit of heat, October 3, January 13th, and November 11 letters. So I'm just saying that this was addressed plenty of times, and to the doors that are coming in tomorrow, right?
Friday morning.
That's why we need a decision. Personally, I put the heaters at 65. If they hold, because we have the weekend right now, if they hold, I'll put the doors in. But
couldn't we... let me talk to the team, and then I'll get back to you. Okay.
Russ, you got anything new?
Yeah.
Al?
No.
Michael?
No.
Thank you. Nancy? Jim?
Cafeteria, is that a 2x4 hung ceiling or 2x2?
2x4.
2x4. We're going to need some 2-inch bars. 2-foot bars.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Our diffusers are 2x2 laying.
Not a problem.
Great.
Yep.
We'll buy them from you.
It's just, you know, you coordinate where your stuff goes. It's just a
team. Right, but what color do you need? Blue, black,
aqua.
I think
this a little bit of
that's in the cafeteria, right?
Hear what you said.
That would be nice. If they made that ceiling thing into a different colors, I would be sharp. Mm.
Jim, you have anything else?
For this grinding, couldn't you use the temporary power from our air conditioning systems?
That's what we're doing now.
That's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing now.
That's what you're doing.
Because when it was hooked up to the floor.
800 amps.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, that's what we're doing now. Because when it was hooked up to the 400 amp, they kept tripping the breaker and shutting down the whole building.
So why do we need to do anything
because
else?
Because his units are going to be running soon.
We're going to need to jump it off of there.
No, here we go. You shouldn't have our system running if you're grinding.
Correct. But Jim, the grinding therefore, you're talking about now is buffing. The fourth, third, and second floor is buffing. We're not actually
I'm
grinding.
Just making a point.
He's done grinding on four. So fourth floor's not.
Four and three are done grinding. Yes. We have to grind two.
Right.
We'll be far away from
you. Use the power for two because our unit should not be on.
I'm being told there's not enough power to have two machines going because I want to do.
Well, there is. If we don't use
that annex air unit.
But then how do you acclimate properly?
That's if we don't use his units.
I thought we were turning his units on.
Huh?
I thought we were turning his units on.
That's what I thought too. I thought so too. For grinding?
I thought this week he was doing stuff.
I thought it was today.
No, but once you finish grinding, can we turn your unit back on, sir?
Yeah.
Jim, so are you, was there a plan to do startup today or was there anything?
They're here.
Third and fourth started today.
Okay, so those units got to go on. Right.
Well, that's not going to take up 800 amps.
No, it's not going to take up his 800 amps, but I think his machine is hooked up to one of those panels up there.
So why don't you hook it up to the 400 amp with just a damn elevator? Because if one elevator is done, you can't. The other elevator.
No, Nick, we can't because originally we had that. But then when they bought all these additional smaller heaters, that went into that 400
amp. Okay, but we're going to
drop you guys keep talking about the heaters. The only draw, unless I'm crazy, on the heater is to start the heater. Then doesn't the fuel take over?
No. We're talking about the smaller heaters that were bought.
There's electric heaters too?
It's when you...
Yeah, they're electric. They're electric heaters.
They get plugged in.
They get plugged in.
All the heaters get plugged in.
And they get propane.
To start.
And then
the only draw, right?
Am I wrong?
Yeah, but then when we, in the morning, when they start up and the machine starts and the lights come on.
And the grinder
pop
guy
the
is
weasel,
going.
All
That's
the lights
it.
Shut off and it, right. you know, pops a breaker. Right. And
but we couldn't sequence that, like turn on the heaters, then turn
on
the
grinder? I think it's the terrazzo
guy. guys, I said this. Okay, nobody's listening.
We're all listening,
on the fourth floor, okay? We're using that. Then we get out of there because now we're buffing. Come down to the third floor.
All right, you got this.
Lower the heaters. Get rid of heaters because you don't need it at that point.
You got this.
Well, we shouldn't. No, let's see.
We should.
Right.
We gotta try it. Maybe it's heaters and one heater holds the heat.
We need to end this meeting.
Nick, you got anything?
We do, because we have stuff to look at.
Nick, you have anything?
No.
Jim? Or, I'm sorry, Paul?
No, sir.
Brian?
No.
Jose?
No, she's going to need Brian and Paul.
All right. Okay. All right, guys, thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
I don't